Proclamation number 5261 of 27th of November, 1951. Forgiveness of sins. The obvious direction of will towards me also proves to me the change in a person's heart. It proves to me that the person desires me, that he has left the previous path, that he has completely given up his resistance and acknowledges me as Lord and Father. Thus the aim has actually been reached. The human being has separated himself from my adversary, whom he had followed for eternities, and he has crossed over into my camp. He has exchanged the two spheres. He seeks the light and flees the darkness. But I always recognize a change of will in a person's heart, and then the process of imparting strength will also begin, so that the will turned towards me will be strengthened and the person will steadfastly pursue his aim of being united with me. A change of will infallibly also results in a change of essence. The human being's nature aligns itself with my fundamental nature, which he strives for. And thus the will towards me is inevitably connected with the turning away from and abhorrence of sin, of injustice, of unkindness. Otherwise the will is not yet turned towards me. A person cannot sin if he strives for me with all his heart, just as, conversely, a sinner does not yet desire to unite with me. But a sinner can be made aware of his bad state through admonitions and advice and be made to think about it. Then he can recognize his state as sinful and want to be rid of it. He is then burdened by the guilt of sin as such and seeks to become free from this burden. If the Redeemer Jesus Christ is presented to him as the Redeemer of his guilt, he will certainly present the guilt to him and ask him for forgiveness for the sake of his blood. Then guilt has driven him to Jesus Christ, not love for me. Every sinner finds forgiveness through Jesus Christ, through his faith in the work of redemption and use of his treasure of grace acquired on the cross. But not only sin should drive to him, but also love. The human being should first think of me and then of himself, then he will find the highest reciprocal love with me, then he will want to be rid of his sins, not because of his burden but because it is an obstacle to his union with me and because my love is more important to him than the redemption of his guilt. You are all burdened by guilt, otherwise you don't live on earth. For your human shell alone is already spiritual substance which has become guilty. The soul can certainly already be more perfect, but it is still composed from below, i.e., it consists of spiritual substances which have passed through all earthly creations and which shall pass their last test of will on earth. Accordingly, in earthly life it must free itself from its former guilt precisely through the transformation of its nature, through conscious striving towards me. And since only what it does of its own free will is valued, the will turned towards me is therefore also the admission of its former guilt. For the soul gives up its resistance against me, thus it acknowledges me as Creator and Father from eternity. No one can force it to make this decision of will, because only that which arises from the innermost heart is valued. If the soul bows before me in deepest humility, then love is already kindled in the heart, then it recognizes its previous resistance as sin. It surrenders itself to me in humility and thus has also confessed its sin in its heart before its Father, whom the soul loves. Therefore it desires him and does everything in obedience and love for me what I request. Roman 1, who look into the heart, know exactly the degree of love and the direction of a person's will, and accordingly my love and my grace goes towards him, For I no longer leave what has once found its way to me of its own will and professed me. The fallen one has ascended, it no longer wants to remain in sin, in resistance from me, which has been the result of unkindness. It will also detest everything that could only appear as the slightest resistance against me. It can certainly still fall, but then only out of weakness, and such a fall will also be immediately followed by remorse, which is painful and tormenting for the person who already belongs to me, and my love is always willing to forgive where I recognize love for me. For the soul pronounces its own judgment harshly and justly, and its request for forgiveness is a cry of pain upwards which I truly will not let go unheard. Amen.